might just say testing.
Testing, testing.
This is an interview with Hudson Walker, Robert Brown, the interviewer. The date, September 1st, 1971, Provincetown, Massachusetts.
I see it's August 31st, isn't it?
I thought that was yesterday.
I think tomorrow is the 1st on Thursday.
This is, in any event, Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
In late summer, 71. Well, the first I'd like to generally have you perhaps talk about your childhood and early years and possibly early things that may have led you into your interest in art.
Well, I'd say probably it begins in 1918 when I was 11. My grandfather, T.B. Walker, Minneapolis, had been collecting and had his collection open to the public since about 1875. And he simultaneously was president of the library board in Minneapolis. He was the first president and remained such till his death in 1928. But in 1918, he gave a block of land in Minneapolis, on part of which the present Walker Art Center and the Guthrie Theater are placed, gave the whole block to the city of Minneapolis with his collection for a new library and a museum. I was only 11 at the time, and I remember bursting into tears because I was interested, although I didn't quite know why, in the collection, and hated to see it go into the public domain. It was a rather prophetic feeling because it turned out in later years that although we were taught, and his whole family was led to believe, that everything in the collection was original and as attributed, it turned out when we really studied the collection over the past 40 years that there was a great deal of forged material, repainted material, misattributed material, and it has been my chief job really over the past 40 years to get the experts in, beginning with Dr. Valentina in 1931, going over the collection and the process came to a head really last winter when we had four or five sales of older material at the Park Burnett Galleries in New York. at the time, however, I felt that the city councilman, who was allegedly a radical, who opposed the acquisition by the city of this land and collection, was a very wicked man. But we've lived to thank our lucky stars that he blocked it, and the collection remained in the family and then in the T.B. Walker Foundation, where there were no restrictions on it whatsoever, and there was no legal impediment to our cleaning it up, starting about 35 years ago to acquire recent and contemporary work. And what we have left of the original collection is Chinese jades, Oriental pottery, and so on, some of which may subsequently be sold. But what is left is genuine and is a reminder of his pioneering effort in making works of art available, unfortunately not as great as he thought, but at least available to the public. It was the first collection open to the public west of the Mississippi. And so he does get great credit for that. I remember the first time that I realized we had anything unusual in our home in Minneapolis was when Charles Lamb, our Latin teacher, came to tutor me, and he remarked on a painting attributed to John Constable, Hempstead Heath. And I had never heard